And so the coming week of Meretz Hashem will be the Yortzeit of the one and only son of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rav Tzvi. Rav Tzvi, son of the Baal Shem Tov. I would venture to say that more people are familiar with the daughter of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh than his son. He had a daughter, Edel, some call her Udo. And she was a very big tzaddikess, and she was zeichet to very great children. Rav Tzvi also was zeichet to very great children. But his name is not as popular as the Kedushas Levi, the Moranayim, Bnei Saskar, many who lived way after him. And the reason why that is was because Rav Tzvi was a tzaddik nister. He was one of the hidden tzaddikim. And his father told him when he brought him into this world, he said that he has a very, very big neshama. And he told him that he shouldn't share Torahs, and he should be completely, completely concealed.
Reb Nachman came from Edel, or?
Yeah. Tzaddikim said that when the Baal Shem Tov passed away, so there's different neschos as to exactly what happened, but Rav Tzvi assumed his son, who was Roy Lakach, he assumed being the Rebbe after the Baal Shem Tov. And the question was whether that lasted for one day or for one year. One gerse of the story is that he was the Rebbe for a year, and that he was once traveling on a wagon, and he saw that the whole Pamal Yashamala, all the heavenly angels which were once accompanying him, they left him and they went to Mezrish, which is where the Maggid from Mezrish was. And he said basically, like, he never wanted to be Rebbe, he ran from it, but he said he on the spot, he said, nope, the Maggid from Mezrish is now the Rebbe. Just like that. The other nuscho is that it took one day, that was only for one day.
Rebbe over what?
All the Chassidim, wherever they were. I mean, there was only the Baal Shem Tov. When the Baal Shem Tov was around, there was only one Rebbe. And then after him, but the Rav Tzvi was, he assumed being the Rebbe. He assumed being the Rebbe. And according to some neschos, the Baal Shem Tov said that he should be the Rebbe. And he was a Rebbe for one day. But the Baal Shem Tov was nifter on the first day of Shavuos. There's no kfura, there's nothing. So the second day of Shavuos, he was the Rebbe. I mean, he was in Avelis, but it didn't start yet because it happened on Yom Tov. So he was leading the services and being the Rebbe on the second day of Yom Tov. And according to another Girsa, that he was sitting at the Tish and he was wearing one of the begadim of his father. And after he finished saying Torah, he got up and he said, my father has just came to me and he told me that from today forth, the Rebbe was going to be the Maggid in Mezrich. And I'm having over the Nesias, the Rebbeshkeit, completely over to him. And his father told him, he's going to sit in my chair. And he was there at the time. He was there for Yantiv. He's going to take over, let him sit in my chair at the head of the table. And you sit in your regular spot where you sat before. And you should know you're going to have Hatzlacha also. But he ran away from it. He didn't want. So he took off his beged, and he took off the beged of his father. Imagine the humility these people had. And he gave it over to Reb Duper, to Reb Dover. And he sat in his place. According to other Nuschos, however, that's how Chabad says it, but according to other Nuschos, he never, not even for a day, was he actually Rabbi. The Devei Chaim writes in a tshuva that he gave it over to his Talmud, the Maggid, and not to his son. And his son was a Kaddish Hashem. And it's brought down that way as well in other places. So it's not clear exactly how, when, but Rav Tzvi did not, although he was a giant, and all the tzaddikim of the time they revered him and they feared him because of his great kedusha. But we don't have any tirus from him. He hardly spoke. It's the only thing his father said, you should hardly ever speak. One of the things he was instructed through by his father, he was osek a lot in pinyan shuin and chesed galore. Mamash chesed chesed. We'll tell stories about that shortly. Once, he moved. He lost his first wife, and then he remarried the daughter of a Reb Shmuel Chassid. was a very wealthy person. We'll get to that. And he moved to Pinsk, which is near Karlin. And a lot of Karlin Chassidim, or Aaron HaGadol from Karlin, would come to see Rav Tzvi. And once a group of Karlin Chassidim came and asked Rav Tzvi if they can teach him a derech and avodas Hashem, teach us how to serve Hashem. So he said, let me give you a mashal. He says, if you have a striving entrepreneur, and he comes over to a big expert, a mogul, what do they call those guys? And asking if he can help him with his investment with 50 rubles. He's going to say to him, listen, I only deal with big bucks. I can't help you make a fortune with a small amount of money. Go to Yanim over there, go to that guy that he's made it using, you know, also 50 rubles, and he'll tell you what to do. But I only do big investments. So Hirsch said the same thing. He says, I was Makabel, very big madrigas for my father, Birusha. He gave them over to me, Birusha. He says, it's not possible for me, with the tremendous wealth which I have in Avodas Hashem, to guide you properly where you're holding. So he sent them over to somewhere else in order to teach him, because he felt like he was so high, it wasn't shy for him to be able to teach. And they said over that the only Torah which we have, there may be more, but one of the only Torahs which we have from Tzvi Hirsch is the following Torah. On the pasuk we say Friday night, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. It says that Elim, Aleph Lamed Yud Mem, which means, the pasuk means, give Hashem, give praise to Hashem, the strong ones. So Elim is Rosh Hashanah, Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. That Yaakov never died, that's what the Gemara says. This is actually difficult because in Sefer Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah, they quote this word in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. So even this Torah may not be something which he said on his own. It may be a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It's brought down that stroking the beard, or the beard itself, is a very holy thing, and it's connected to the Yid Gimel Midas of Rachamim. And once, Rav Tzvi Hirsch, when he was a young child, he said that, I saw this by my father. He said, at the time, when I was very young, my father would spend many days, many nights, weeks at a time, months at a time in the forests. He would fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. And on Friday night, he would come home occasionally for the Suda, but he was in a complete dvekas, and he didn't eat anything, really. He was higher than eating the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And he would sit at the table, and the Rebbe would bring him some food to eat, and he saw with his eyes that he wasn't present. He was just completely in the higher worlds. So what his wife did was that she took Tzvi, who was a young child, put him on the lap of the Baal Shem Tov, and as a young child does, he pulls at his father's beard. My son does me all the time. Pulled at his father's beard. So as soon as he did that, he woke up the Baal Shem Tov. He paid attention. He was back in the world. So he said the reason why, what he said, was because when I pulled the beard, so it has a way of bringing down the Yigam Midas of Rachamim into the world. So the Baal Shem Tov was following the path of the Rachamim. So as soon as he pulled the beard, it wasn't that it woke him up. It was just that he was following the path, and then there he was. Right? My son doesn't do that to me, but... Maybe one day he will. It's a sham. I have to be higher. That's the problem. So we said after the Histalkos, the passing of the Baal Shem Tov. So Rav Tzvi assumed being Rabbi according to some Girsas, but For many years, Rav Tzvi didn't have to worry about Parnassah because his father-in-law was very wealthy. And he was mefarnes him, and he was able to sit in to learn, and his father-in-law was a big tzaddik. And he told Rav Tzvi that anybody who needs help, assistance, money, food, you could take whatever you need at any time to help them. So he had the green light, and he would be mefarnes many, many talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, who... These were people that they sat and they learned all day and all night. They were just completely wrapped up in their dvekas. They had no connection at all to the physical world. And they would come and Ritzi would take care of them. Mom would take care of them. After the passing of his father-in-law, So the Chassidim didn't want to disturb Rav Tzvi, so they took over the business. Didn't go so well, and he became very poor after that. And Rav Tzvi thought to himself, he had bitachin, and he didn't want to get involved in the business himself. He said, Hashem will take care. And he continued to give, after the Pesach, whatever he had. Anybody who came, he didn't stop the chesed, which he did. But over time, he ran into very big chovos, a lot of debt. But even still, he continued. And bitachin that Hashem would take care of him. And then he saw that the yeshua wasn't coming, so he started to re-examine his deeds and to think to himself, what have I done? And he went through all of his maisim, all of his actions, to see if he had any averus that needed to be done. And he didn't see anything specifically, so he started to travel to the different tzaddikim, tamidim of the Baal Shem Tov, and to ask that they should help him and give him etzes. So this one said, you know, say Tehillim, learn more, and everybody gave etzes, and he would write them down, and he would chaza them every night, and do them diligently. And there was no yeshua, so he decided he was going to go to Rav Pinchas Karzer. He spoke about Pinchas Karzer once. And when he came, he pulled up to Rav Pinchas Karzer. Rav Pinchas Karzer was outside and standing by on the porch in a very big dvekis, and he saw the coach of Rav Tzvi, and he knew right away that Rav Tzvi had come, because although he had lost everything, this coach wagon, which was his father-in-law's, which was a very royal wagon, he knew right away that Rav Tzvi had come, and he was very excited to see him, and he ran to greet him. So they started to schmooze. He says, it's amazing, because as soon as you pulled up, I was in deep thought. I was thinking about how your father had reached such great madrigas. And I thought to myself when I saw your father that it's not possible that he's a human being. The Baal Shem Tov was not a human being. He was higher than a malach. I was just thinking to myself how such a thing is impossible, that he could have been flesh and blood. And as I was thinking that, I thought to myself that it has to be that he was actually flesh and blood and not a malach. He was debating whether he was a malach or not. Because for the fact that he had children, it's a raya that he wasn't a malach. And that's exactly when you pulled up. You, the son of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And I had a nechama that maybe one day I could read such madrigas, because he was, after all, he was a human being. So he told over to Rav Pinchas Karzer the woes that he's going through, that he's very broken about the chayvis, and he can't find a way to repay them. So Pinchas Karzer says, don't worry, I have an etza. He said, can I borrow your wagon? So I don't even think I had an etza. He just asked him if he could borrow his wagon. So he said, sure. So he gave him his wagon. And he thought he was going to come back after a few hours. Nope. The next day, nope. Next week, nope. He went away for like a couple months. In fact, he went away over the course of Asher and Kippur and Sukkot. So Rav Tzvi was left in Karetz. I don't know who was running the show, maybe, but he was in Karetz. He wasn't with his family. Pinchas Karzer was nowhere to be found. He was gone for months. So finally, they thought that maybe they were concerned that maybe he had died. So the children of Pinchas Karzer were sending messengers all over to see if anybody had spotted Pinchas. Nope, nobody knew where he was. So he came back eventually. And when he came back, he came back with bags and bags full of coins, riches, mamas riches, enough riches to pay back all the chovos and more. That's where he went. He went to collect money on behalf of Tzvi. That's what he did.
What about the wagon?
Huh?
What about the wagon?
He went back to Tzvi and he went home. Huh? Went home and paid back all of his debts, so that he can continue his tzaka and his gvidas chasan. He once came to the tzion of his father, to the burial place of his father, when he was in this debt and he was in a very difficult situation. And he started to complain to his father about his avodas Hashem, that it's weak, and his davening and his learning, like all the great tzaddikim, they see no good in themselves. And then he started to say, and I'm suffering from all these debts, I don't know what to do. So he said, all of a sudden his mother appeared to him. She appeared to him in a dream. And she said, Herschel, he says, what's going on with you? He says, as long as you were complaining and crying to your father about your avodas Hashem, so your father listened. As soon as you said anything about your struggles and your parnasa, he says, Tati went away. He says, I can't believe my Herschel is coming to talk to me about such things. He says, but I'm your mother, and a mother takes care of her children with those things, so I'm going to take care of you with that. But your father didn't want to hear about it. This is a mother's department. He says, I'm going to take care of you. but your father didn't want to hear about it. You talk about massive madrigas, people. He's in Malach Hashem. The Tzaddikim said about him that had he actually been Rebbe, there wouldn't have been any machlokes amongst the Tzaddikim over the Talmid of Hashem. Everything would have been Shalom. He would have brought the Malucha to a very, very high place. That there wouldn't have been any quarrels amongst the Talmidim of the Bashem Tov HaKadosh. Says that his father once told him, before he passed away, he said, the Talmidim said, what are we going to do? Who are you leaving behind to take over? So I'm leaving over my Ben Yochid, I'm leaving over my Reb Tzvi. This is according to the Nirsach that Reb Tzvi took over. And so the Bashem Tov turned to his father and he said, Herschel, he says, I know that you're afraid and you don't want to take over, but I'm telling you this, it's not only upon you. Anytime you have anything which you need from me, you just talk to me as if I'm still alive and I'm going to answer you. So according to this Girsa, so the first Shabbos after the passing of the Baal Shem Tov, all the Talmidim were sitting at the table and Reb Tzvi was nowhere to be found. So finally he showed up and he didn't say a word of Torah. And that was the first Seudah on Shabbos, he didn't say Torah. And the second Seudah of Shabbos, Shalosh Shudas, the Talmidim couldn't handle it anyway. And other Talmidim started to share Torah because Reb Tzvi wasn't sharing Torah. So Tzvi just started to talk to his father. And he said, you see, Tati? This is not going to work out. I can't be the Rebbe. It's not a good Shidduch. So as soon as he said that, the Baal Shem Tov appeared to the whole island. And there was a big pacha which came upon everybody, a big fear, trembling. And he said something along the lines of, you're not showing derech eretz to Tzvi, to my son? Somewhere along the lines. And they said back, no, Rebbe, of course not. Chalila v'chalila. We're just used to the way that you led us. Because you said Torah by the Sudas, and we don't know what to expect. But chas v'shalom, if we should have any tainus complaints against Reb Tzvi, chalila v'chalila, they jumped. But he had this understanding that he can call out to his father whenever he needed, he would answer. According to one, during this one, Girsa or Kabbalah, Mesoira, that the Mori Naim, we spoke about him and how he was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, so he was very close to Reb Tzvi. And the Baal Shem Tov appeared to him in a dream and told him that when Reb Tzvi was going through his struggles, that you should help him out. And the Mori Naim did that. And he helped out Reb Tzvi tremendously. And in return, Reb Tzvi gave the Mori Naim the Sefer Torah from his father. His father had a Sefer Torah, the Baal Shem Tov had a Sefer Torah. And he gave that Torah to the Mori Naim. Can you imagine that? I think we still have that. We still have that Torah. That Torah still exists. It's in Chernobyl, in the Gez of the Mori Naim. I don't know exactly where. You could probably look it up, but the Torah does exist, I believe. Still have the Torah. Once appeared to Reb Tzvi in a dream when he passed away, and he said, they're telling so many stories about me. He says, it's very nice, but they're telling only stories mostly about all of the miracles which I did. But that's not the real stories. The real stories are the stories that you can learn a way in Avodas Hashem from them. He's telling over the wrong stories. And I hear this from my Rebbe all the time. Not this, but the fact that the real stories of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov that they were interested in sharing and listening were the ones that you can learn something. The miracles they did a dime a dozen. That's not something which we can replicate. We can learn about the greatness of them, but when we learn how to serve Hashem from the stories of the Baal Shem Tov, those are the type of stories which should be told over. And usually we try to sail over such stories, but one last thing. Here's such a story. It says that his father appeared to him in a dream. And he asked his father, tell me, Tati, how does one serve Hashem? So he saw in his dream that his father was standing on top of a very high cliff. And he looked down, and it was a very deep valley, and the Baal Shem Tov jumped off the cliff and his bones broke into many pieces. And he turned to Reb Tzvi and said, this is how you serve Hashem. That's how he served Hashem. Every moment was a thought of Mesiras Nefesh, Mesiras Nefesh, Mesiras Nefesh. I don't understand the depth of the story, obviously, but it's very big madrig. Okay, listen, there's a lot to learn. We should be Zaycha.